I am.
Russ?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Norm Jewison.
Norm Jewison?
Yes. How are you?
Where do I know you?
Well, I'm working with TriStar now. I'm doing a picture with Richard Dreyfuss.
Okay. So?
And, well, I guess you weren't approached about this yet, have you?
Approached about what?
Okay, we wanted to use a clip from Super Vixen as a picture that Richard is working on. He's supposed to be playing a film historian in this picture. And we were told to go to the man himself and talk to you about this.
Well, it depends on how it's used and what, you know, if it's a kick in the balls, then forget it.
No, it's a loving tribute, if anything. It's a picture that's going to really capture the 60s, 70s Hollywood scene, and it's a real interesting script.
Everybody says that.
Well, it's written by Buck Henry. And
I know Buck.
So, how about we talk?
All right, talk.
All right, well, dude, have I sent you the script? I mean, it certainly wouldn't be a kick in the balls.
All right, well, you know, all I need is a few pages.
Right.
Yeah.
So, do you want me to fax them to you, or...?
Yeah. All right. 213.
Now, the female lead in this is Lily Tomlin, and she has very small boobs. How do you feel about that?
Lily Tomlin. Isn't she trying to promote a film for the lesbian side of life?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, they asked me if I'd contribute.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's a good sign.
I won't contribute.
You won't?
I don't believe it. No, it's fine to do what they want, you know, but it's not my cup of tea.
Right. I hear you there.
I might make fun of them or something like that.
Right. But that's it, more apolitical to make fun of them.
Yeah. Not against them.
Right.
Just have fun with them.
Right. All right.
Well, what's the point of Lily Tomlin? And she's got having small, but you don't have any. No, Hollywood doesn't have any big boobs anyway.
I know. It's a shame.
Yeah.
See, I mean, they do, but not in the power, not in the high talent.
Well, even by my standards, I've done a couple of music videos. Oh, Hollywood doesn't have anything like a Russ Meyer girl.
That's true.
They don't live around here even.
It's a nutritional thing, I think.
No, it's called implants, but it's done beautifully.
Yes, it is.
My lady, Melissa Mounds, is awesome of construction.
Well,
it's worthwhile.
That's well. Maybe I can meet her. All right. Well, it's just too bad you don't see it in the A-list stars anymore, because we want to attach a star to this female
lead.
Well,
let me see what you got, and I'll let you know.
Okay.
And the money will go to the Norris Cancer Clinic, which is... they used a poster from the thing on the doors.
Right.
And I asked that they contribute to the cancer clinic.
Okay, well...
But it's got to...
okay.
Super Vixens is... very strong film and will live a lot longer than most any other Hollywood films will live, particularly in video and so on.
Yes, I agree. That's why
films you can look at them over and over again. It's unlike most major films. I'm not putting down major films. It's like my Beyond the Valley of the Dolls that Ebert and I did. It just lives and lives. The demand is so great, and yet Fox won't release the video here in the States.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Released years ago by Magnetic Video, which was CBS Fox, and I went over to England and promoted it and went through the roof. But anyway, everything's fine.
Yes, well, times change, but maybe they change back.
No, they never really changed. It's just like the fucking rating system. They've been a lot more lenient about violence, very much more, than sex. I made a film called Vixen in 68. It grossed, with tickets for $1.50, $24 million. It's not a matter of money. I'm very wealthy.
Right.
That film, today, in order to get an R, has to have 14 minutes excise.
Wow.
So, and they talk about all this NC-17. So I'm going to do a film later in the year, which is kind of a parody of a film called Larna. And hell with it. I'm just going to take the rating that says for adults only. That's,
yeah, good for you.
Yeah, what's the point? Yeah. I'm out to make a very strong film. I won't ever do hardcore nudity, but I will, for the first time, show an enormous amount of male nudity with real archetypes. I found a girl called Pandora Peaks. It's way off to scale. And pretty bright and very, very attractive. Makes a lot of money as a stripper.
Right, right, right.
So I want to do 2, 3, 4 more of them.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Jack Valenti is a very difficult man.
He's an asshole. Jesus Christ. Plain and simple, you know. I mean, I know when I worked at Fox, it was like farting in the presence of a priest, you know. It just.
Yes. That's true.
Yeah, I even managed to. Well, it's off the record, I won't say.
All right.
Valenti is. Is human like most everybody.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, well, send me your stuff.
I will.
I will be pleased to look at it.
Yeah.
If it's not in slanderous or anything of that nature, then I'll do it. Several films have picked up things and used them.
Right. All right, well, it certainly isn't slanderous, so we'll talk, hopefully. You tell me what you think. Even if you don't like it, you can give me your thoughts on it.
Well, whatever the case is.
Okay, Chris.
All right.
Good to talk to you, sir.
Pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.